Chasha Aharayos here. Live is going to be Chazara from yesterday, just to organize it a little better if it wasn't organized yesterday. Go through it. Hopefully everybody saw the Yishonim today. And just a couple of Ha'aras at the end. So the question we were dealing with again was the Machlokes of Nachman of Sheshis. Nachman thinks Pasal Edis that a Chasha Aharayos is Kashal Edis, rather. Sheshis thinks that a Chasha Aharayos is Pasalidus. So what exactly is the Machlokas? So we began with the Adarma, who had two different approaches. The Adarma thought their goof of the Machlokas of Nachman or Sheshis is Abai Rava. Abai Rava. What? Well, the first approach was that whether or not we passing like Rava or Abai. From Nachman passing like Rava, and only Rosh Chachamas is going to be Pasal. Since Chasha Aharayos is not Rosh Chachamas, he's going to be Kashalidus. And if Sheish just thinks of Pasuk like Abaye, and even a Rosh of the Lav Chamas is going to be Pasul. That's good for the Machlokas. And they're basically arguing about something about Edus. I would categorize that as a Machlokas in Dinum. Then comes along the second approach of the Adarma. Says, no, they're arguing about the nature of the Malchus given for the Al Shmuel, Lo Tova Shmuel. The bad rumor is that everyone agrees there's Malchus. The Malchus Derabanan, did they make it as Machmir, as Malchus Deraisa, and therefore to create a Psul, that's Shitas Rosheshes? Or no, it was created and is maintained as a Malchus Mardis only, and a Malchus Mardis cannot generate a Psul Derabanan. That would be Shitas Rav Nachman. That's how the second approach of the Adarma understands it. A Machlok is about Dine Yisurim, how to view those Malchus.
Is it interesting that, like, we're saying that the Malchus creates, like, Psul, it's also saying the Avera?
So that at the end, we're going to get to various opinions, which types of Averas are going to create Shem Rasha that might relate to your point. And Gary, remind me your point also, please, about Lamaisa Didi Malkos or just Ra'i Lamalkos. When we discuss that at the end,
it's,
if you try.
It's weird, because I'm saying it's going to be the same mice either way. It's just a matter of how you're, like, with the nature of the it's the same Avera either way, just the, whether the Malkos is going to... That means that it's not the Avera... Which Avera calls the Psul, it's which type of Malchus, like the Malchus is doing. It's weird. I would think that Avera makes you Psul, not the Malchus.
No, because in Ben Hakos Russia, the Malchus, according to Pasuk, might be the one that gives you Shem Russia.
Okay.
But I think the two ways to review it, though, I think. Okay, then we saw Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is a little complicated, because on one hand, he was going with the first day of the Adarma, like. And the second point he's going to the second day of the Adarma. In other words, he said, Shitas Rav Nachman is pasa, it's kasher, because we passing like Rava, Rosh the Chamas you need. So Rav Sheshis, you would have thought, oh, Rav Sheshis says pasa because we passing like Abai, even Rosh is Lav Chamas, but he says, no, the reason why Rav Sheshis says you're pasa is because of the Malchus. A little unclear what was going on there. Jake suggests maybe he was talking the level of Psul Terabanan. Okay, so I'm not entirely sure how to work with that Rashi, but it's a good point. And then Shitas Tosa, the second answer to Tosa, says, no, the reason why Rav Nachman says it's kosher, really it's a case of Maisa Bia. But why is it kosher? Because Yitro Tokvo, that his Yitro was so strong it overcame him, and you can't necessarily carry that over to a taiva of Chasher Ahal Sheker, Ahal Edis. So that's why Rav Nachman said kosher. So what's the Machukutu? At what point does Rav Sheshis argue? We said one of two ways. Either Rav Sheshis argues on the whole premise of Yitro Tokvo, and no. The same type that's going to drive him to be violating Arias is the same type that's going to drive him to violate the Isser of Edis Sheker. Or, which is again a svar thrown out by the Rush. Or, no. Rav Sheshis agrees that Yotze Tokvo is a valid svara, that there's a stronger taiva when it comes to the rounds. However, the psul of Rosh is not based in Chashash Meshach. We don't care whether it's going to cause you to lie or not. It may not cause you to, but Lamaisa, you're Rosh, it's Gzeir Sekasim. Those are the two different approaches. And those two different approaches could be categorized also as a Machlokas Dina Mamonas or a Machlokas Dina Isser. The first way, that they're arguing about whether Yotze Tokvo is a valid svara, where the taiva is so strong it can be chai by taivas of Isurim, that's a Machlokas about Dina Isser. The second approach, I know, they're arguing about the nature of the Psul Rasha, whether the Psul Rasha did Chashash Meshach or did Gzeir Sekasim, that's a Psul Dini Mamonos. This is all review. I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm just reviewing this. Hopefully it's all Mesudar now to everybody.
You can also say that those Mahos are 2 days of Tosos. So one, right? You say the same thing. According to the discussion of Chashad in general, according to the second side.
Let's talk about it afterwards. I just want to keep it Mesudar right now. I'm not sure if you're correct, but I just want to keep it right now going in order. Sorry. Then we saw the riff seemed to go along with the second answer. Tosos quoting the Lashon of Yitzro Tokvo, that the reason why Rav Nachman says it's kasha because yitra tofo, and there, at what point does Rav Sheshes argue? Which of the two approaches Rav Sheshes arguing? Is he rejecting yitra tofo? He's arguing the dina iser part, or no? He's rejecting the premise of the psul rasha. Psul rasha is not midin chashash mashak, it's midin zeres kasev. So he said the rif must be held in the first way about dina iser, because the rif says why do we passing like Rav Sheshes? We passing like Rav Sheshes because dina iser. It's a machlokas about din yisr. What does that mean? In other words, Rav Sheshes argues about the whole taiva approach. It's not yitro tokvo. It's not the case. The taiva of arayos is the same taiva for din imamim, for eid sheker. It's one and the same. So they're arguing about the nature of the taiva, about yisurim, and that's how the Rif seemingly would understand the machlokas of Nachman Rav Sheshes. Okay? Now, who says the other approach? I think it's implicit. I don't think it's clear cut. Who says the other approach of Shitas Tosfos? That, again, Rav Nachman says yitro tokvo. That's why it's possible that Taiva is so strong. Comes along Rav Sheshes and says, no. I agree that Svar of Taiva is true. It's a strong Taiva. But the reason why he's possible in this case, a Chashid HaRayos, because the reason the Psul Rasha is based on Gzeres HaKasef. And they're arguing about Dini Mamanus. Who seems to indicate that? Who did you say?
Bien.
Nope.
Balmor, did I understand?
Nope. Balmor rejects the whole Yitra Takva point. He doesn't like that at all. Who?
Mechamas?
Yeah.
The Rambam.
So why? Mechamas. So we'll do the Mechamas first before we do the Baal Hamor. We'll come back, just because it fits in nicely with Shita Tosfos right now. The Mechamas in Daf Heyman Beis says that the whole case here is just like all the other Rishonim were saying up until now, that there's really a Maisa Bia that took place. And even though there's a Maisa Bia, still Rav Nachman says Kasher. Why? Because Yitzra Tofo. That's the Girsa there. The Ramban prefers, because oftentimes the Ramban is coming to defend the Rif and the Girsa of the Rif. The Baal Mor rejects him, which we haven't seen yet. The Ramban usually goes along with the Rif. So Yitzra Tokfo, and that's why Rav Nachman says Kasher. Why does Rav Sheshes say Pasul? So he doesn't tell us why Rav Sheshes is Pasul, but he does say why we Paskin like Rav Sheshes. What does he say? What's the reason why we Paskin like Rav Sheshes? Anybody see the end of the Ramban? Why Paskin like Rav Sheshes? No?
Because
when it comes to Yisurim, that's what the Rif says. If you look about the Ramban, he does not say the Ramban. In fact, says, listen carefully. He says, V'efshir shepishvil zev, because of the following, Pasa Gaon, the Gaon, the Rif, Kirav Sheshes. Why? D'misaye lehahi, there's a support from a Gemara that says, D'amar Rava, Rava says, L'ritzono rashahu, when it's L'ritzon, when the arouse is L'ritzono, Vator Amar Al Teshes Rasha Aid Alma Boel Es Arayos Pasul Edus Nefashos. So it's be with one of the Arayos is Pasul Edus. He brings a Gemara. He doesn't say because it's Machlokas about Dina Iser. He brings a Raya. Why didn't he say there's a cloud whenever there's a Machlokas about Dina Iser and we pass him like Rosh Hashanah? Why doesn't he say that? Should we end the game? He goes with a Gemara as a support. So perhaps the implication would be he thinks a Machlokas is about Dina Mamonis. And the only reason why I pass like Rav Sheshes is because there's a Gemara that supports his view. So the Ran, which quotes the Ramban, I think emphasizes a few extra words which might indicate it. In other words, why does Rav Sheshes think that a rush is possible? What's the reason why a rush is possible? Of the two reasons, which one does he prefer? Again, Rav Nachman thinks he's kosher because Yitro Tokvo, because it's strong Yitzer. Rav Nachman argues from a Dini Mamman's perspective, meaning Rav Nachman holds what? Oh, sorry, Rav Sheshes argues on what point? Sorry.
You
might be able to be mechalik. The Yitzra Tok was a good svara, but I'm arguing from the standpoint of a Dina Mamanus. Meaning? Gzeres HaKasef. Gzeres HaKasef, then there's no reason to be mechalik. So look at the Ran, or listen to what the Ran says when he quotes the Ramban. He quotes the Ramban almost verbatim, and then he says, "Hooray! We see Shehu poslo the Edus al Yedei Shehu Rasha la Avera Sharayos." So to me, it just emphasizes the idea of the Rasha aspect of things. A Rasha, someone who violates an Avera, is the Rasha, not because of the Chashah, not because of Chashah Meshaker at all, because he's a Rasha. Gzeres HaKasef, and therefore the Machlokes is how to understand. So Rasha, is it because of Chashah Meshaker or is it Gzeres HaKasef? Machlokes Dini Mamonis. The Chokas Dini Mamonis, we can't pass like Rav Sheshes because we pass like Rav Sheshes and Dini Yisr. Why do we then pass like Rav Sheshes? Only because we have a Gemara in the first paragraph which supports the view of Rav Sheshes.
Would you say
it's
like the first day in Tosfos?
We didn't deal with the first day at Tosfos. I don't want to get confused right now. But after, let's talk about afterwards. Maybe we can talk about in Shir when we finish organizing everything. We could try to analyze. But within the second day of Tosfos, who've used the Yitzhar Tofa as a valid Svara, which angle we argue? Which angle does Rav Sheshet argue? Tosfos doesn't tell us which angle Rav Sheshet argues. I think the Rif and the Ramban do tell us which angle, and they're arguing which angle he does argue, which are the two assumptions.
The second day in Tosfos says that they're arguing whether Yitzhar Tokfo is a good svara.
No, we don't know. All we know is Rav Nachman says Yitzhar Tokfo is the reason why it's kosher. Why does Rav Sheshet argue? Unclear. I think the Rif and the Ramban imply to us that they're from two different angles. They argue how Rav Sheshet argues. Is that clear?
Yeah.
How that comes, whether it's Dina Mamers or Dina Isser. Okay. Again, just a methodological point. Whenever you see I said this yesterday, but whenever the Rishonim talk about Dini Mamun, Dini Isser, that's a very key point in how to understand the lumbus of the sugya. Okay, now we have Shitas Balmor. Now, Shitas Balmor says a few things. First of all, he rejects the Rif in saying that Rif says, why do we pass like Rosh Hashanah? We pass like Rosh Hashanah because Dini Isser. And the Balmor says, no, it's Dini Mamun. Now, the Ramban also thinks it's about Dina Mamunas. Fine. So it's about Dina Mamunas. That's the Machlokas. So that's not a reason to Paskin like Rosh Hashanah. Then he says, you can't say the discussion of Chashad Aharayos is a problem of where there's a Mice of Bia. Because if there's a Mice of Bia, then even Rav Nachman will agree he's possible. Why will he agree he's possible? Because, what's the line? Lekeman de Polig, he writes. The Rolish Shemaim de Rolish Briosu. He's Rolish Shemaim Rolish Brios. He's a Rasha. I think the Ran also goes along with this. He quotes the Balmor. Actually, we'll do the Ran separately afterwards. So what's the case, according to the Balmor, the Gemara, the Sugya, is about Chashid. Chashid Balmor, a bad rumor. It's a bad rumor, so what's... A bad rumor won't create a psul. What's the whole machlokas? The Balmor is very technical. Machlokas is whether there's a concern that, oh, you see this guy, he's getting Malchus. Okay, only it's Malchus Mardus, but he gets Malchus Mardus and he goes ahead and testifies in court. Oh, yeah, so someone else could be Balner, one of the Arayos, and he could testify in court. So people shouldn't say that. We say once you get Malchus, even though it's Malchus, there, Malchus Mardus, the guy's possibly disqualified. People might say, conclude something incorrectly, and Rav Nachman is not so concerned that might happen. So basically, Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman are arguing about, is there a reason to be choshesh, people might conclude something incorrectly or not? It's a machlokas in Dini Mamnas. Again, the machlokas is there concern that we're going to allow someone to testify who really shouldn't testify? Machlokas Dini Mamnas, and that's why Baal Mor in the beginning says, it's not a machlokas about Dini Isser, it's a machlokas about Dini Mamnas.
Where does Baal Mor say that, that people are going to say that, oh, that you've been made?
In my version, the second line down, he says, Kevin Shu Chayv Malchus, Imatamach Shiro, if you allow him, Yomru Baha Ervo Kasher. You're going to come to say, oh, someone who's Baha Ervo is going to be Kasher Latus. Yeah. And Rav Nachman is not concerned.
So, where is this?
And you guys have my.
We don't have that gear set.
Tell me which words you see.
It's right after the end of the first paragraph.
Yeah,
it's there. Okay,
fine. So that's Shitas Balmor.
Yeah,
okay, great. Now on that point, the Ramban says no. You could still use lashon of chashid and not mean chashid as just stam being choshesh. Chashid can mean really mamash ma'aseh bia, and he goes along to bring some proofs for that, and he goes on to his own pshat how we explained it before. Now moving on to the Ran. The Ran brings this discussion here, and first brings an opinion, which I think is the opinion of the Baal Mor. I think he's trying to say, but it's a little different than the way we understood the Baal Mor. He has a little more fundamental. He says the machlokas is of Nachman Rosh Hashanah. I said he first said within the world of the Baal Mor, it's a machlokas about Yichud. It's not a Maisa Bia, because Maisa Bia, the Baal Mor thinks Vada, everyone would agree Pasol. It's where there's Yichud. And you're right, Yichud is Deraisa. It's a Deraisa, Yichud. Okay. So why would Rav Nachman say this is Kasher? So listen to his language. Anybody see this inside yet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? So what does he explain? Why does Rav Nachman think kosher?
Because it's not an Aveiro Gemara.
That's the key line.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. Because he thinks he can do anything wrong because he thinks it's not an Avera Gemura.
Was that like Tosos? Remember we talked about Gzeila before?
Exactly. So he didn't think he did anything wrong. That's why. But in Lamaisa it was. But then what's Rav Sheshes' response? Rav Sheshes, he has the gears of Rabbi Shimon, but Rav Sheshes in front of our Gemara. He says, listen to Rav Sheshes' response. Ahadre, arbon bekasve bekasher, he gets Malko, says he's going to be kasher. Sharei Avera Gemura he. Dimalkan alo tova shmua. What's the give and take? What's the machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes? How do you lumdicize the machlokes? You would like that, Gary? Well, yeah, you saw the Ron. Well, what's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? What's the kudos of machlokes?
Well, now I have two ideas. First, my first idea was about the Yisr Yichud in general.
Good approach. Not the approach I was taking, but
now I realize that that's not the approach you were taking, but. The second approach now would be just like we were saying before about the, and I don't remember exactly how to put the words in.
One of the chakirs we mentioned over and over again in the sugya.
I just don't remember the words, but I know what you're thinking.
What are different ways? The psul rasha. If I had to ask you, what's the chakir psul rasha to know? Shash gzeiras kasav. That's a machlokas. Meaning, Rav Nachman says the guy didn't think he did anything wrong. Eino savar lasas aveira. The guy thinks he's an honest guy in his own world, so he's a trustworthy guy. Lamaisi did something wrong, but if the whole reason's chashash meshaker, so there's no concern he's going to lie, because he's not a liar. But Rav Shimon, according to Ran, and what we have, Rav Sheshes responds, what do you mean? Sharei Aver Gemura. It's Aver Gemura. I don't care if he thinks he's doing something right. It's Gzeiras HaKasav. Lamaisi, he was over in Aver. He's a Rasha, Gzeiras HaKasav. So they're basically arguing about whether it's Chashash Meshaker or Gzeiras HaKasav. That's how I think the Ran understands the Baal Mor. Not quite how the Baal Mor presents himself. But that's the Ran's understanding of it. Alternatively, I like the first approach Gary was taking. I didn't think of it up until now. Maybe they're arguing about the nature of Yichud. Now, is that going to fit here? So, his initial point, Gary said, well, Rav Nachman says, She'eino osa aver gemura, el yichud. He didn't do a real avera, he just did yichud. And comes along with Sheshi, he says, no, he did an avera gemura. They're arguing whether yichud's an avera gemura or not an avera gemura. Okay? So what's that machlokas, whether it's an avera gemura or not an avera gemura? So what's the chakir in yichud, the general question of yichud, the nature of yichud?
Is it its own iser, or is it gether?
Exactly. It's a siyag, gether, whatever you say. So if it's simply a siyag, yichud is siyag, lest you come to do mamash avera, arayos, it's not an avera gemura, it's just a gather. So Rav Nachman says, you really didn't do anything wrong. You're right. Let's say everybody agrees with the Gzeiras HaKasav for a second. Everyone agrees with the Gzeiras HaKasav. Lamaisa, he's not a Rasha because he didn't do a real avera. It's only a siyag. Rav Sheshes comes along and says, no, it's an avera gemura. You get malchus. Harai, you get malchus. It's a bifnei atzmo. The being biyichud with another woman is an aver gemura. Not because it leads to something else. That itself is inappropriate. That itself is too intimate. It's inappropriate. That itself is awesome. Regardless of what it may or may not lead to. So that might be the machlokes also, shkoyach to Garrett.
That was my chabura, by the way.
I thought you wanted to give a chabura. You're going to give chabura on this topic of yichud, because it comes up in Sanhedrin, actually.
Maybe
it comes up in Sanhedrin. Okay. These are the rules that Mara is setting up.
You guys can choose who actually gives it over, man.
So fine, Jeremy's going to get it over for you guys, right? Jeremy will do the sheets. Okay. So that really concludes this very fun sugi of how to, the wide range of machokasim, how to view the machokas amaraim. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the run. I apologize. There's more run here. Forget that. Okay. Now the Ron goes on to explain, maybe there are a few other different approaches you could take, how to understand Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Okay. So, he first says as follows. At first glance, after presenting the Shittas of Baal Mor and the Ramban, he says, you know what? At first glance, the Machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is exactly the same Machlokas as Rav and Abaye. Who's that like? Who do we see said that?
Yadirma.
So the Ron first thinks it's the same exact machlokas. Rav and Abaye, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes lines up perfectly.
This is the Ron?
Iran, yeah.
His initial reaction?
Yeah. They didn't really like it. That's my machlokes. So Rav Sheshet should respond, what do you mean? You don't need Rashi to Chamas. You're possible because you need Rashi to Lav Chamas even works. And since that wasn't Rav Sheshet's response, he thinks that can't be the machlokes. Then others want to say, this is more like Tosfos, that no, maybe the question of Haba, the Erva, is the question of whether or not it's similar to Ochel Neves L'Te'avon or not. Are we, can we compare these two Taivas or not? So basically, the Machlokes he thinks, can we compare Chashad Bal Harayos to Ochel Neves L'Te'avon? In other words, the way I understand it to mean is, can he be Mechalik Yitzra Tokvo or can he not be Yitzra Tokvo? That's how I think he understands the Machlokes, which again we already saw. It's more explicit in the Ram, but we thought that perhaps is the Machlokes according to the Rif, that they're arguing about Dini Isser, they're arguing whether you can be Mechalik by different Taivos or not. That's the Ram's second approach. Then he has a really fascinating machlokes. Maybe they're arguing about whether the case of Arayos is considered Rosh Tachamas. Everybody agrees really Rosh Tachamas is what you need. But can you call Arayos Rosh Tachamas because through being Ba'al Erva, you're pogame the Isha. You make her quality and her value less. And therefore it's Rosh Tachamas and Rosh Brios. But that's what that's like a third approach he suggests. Whether Rosh Tachamas, could you call this Rosh Tachamas because it has to do with Dini Mamonos, the value of the woman, your pogame in the Isha. Fascinating approach, but he quickly rejects that. He says that's not really true because if someone's Ba'al HaBehema, then you're Vade Apostle. And there's no concern of, there's no pagam, there's no value or devaluing of a Behema. So it's not about Rosh Tachamas. And then he says, you know what, the Machlokes of Nachman of Sheshes has nothing at all to do with the Machlokes of Rav Nabai, completely separate. Machlokes Rav Nabai is about whether you're choshed for davar kal to a davar chamer or no. It's all about chashad. And as he proves from the Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi about going from chashad A to chashad B, that's what Rav Nabai arguing about. It's about Rala Shemaim, Rala Brios. When it comes to Bal Ha'er Erva, though, there's no Rala Brios at all. But it's all about the chamer, the stringency of this particular Isser of Arayos, will that necessarily lead to the Chashash of Psuledus? And that's how it ends off.
So what does it say in
the Machlokes? The Machlokes is really whether the Chashad of Arayos will necessarily lead to a Chashad about Eidus Sheker. That's what they're arguing about. Not about Taivas necessarily.
What would one have to do with the other?
That if someone's choshed for violating a very stringent Isser of Arayos, so maybe he'll also violate the Isser of something less, of Eidus Sheker.
It's kind of like, it's not really the type of shot, but it's like the same Svara.
You know, it might be the type of shot, because in the end, he ends up quoting Rav Nachman. He has the gears of Nachman thinks you're kosher because of Yitzra Tokva. But it still might be the world of Yitzra Tokva might still be in the same world as Chashad. So I'm not really clear in the end how he comes out, but look at the Ron for the different variations of how to explain the Machlokes. It's all very intriguing. Okay, so that's just a few horrors that come out of the sugya. Finish off with this, is that one is something Yoni was getting at before, that which averos will cause for Shitas Abai. Rav and Abai argue what makes a Rasha. Rav says Rasha the Chamas, Abai says even Rasha the Lav Chamas. So which type of lavim? Any lav? Only particular lavim? Which lavim will make somebody a rasha according to a bayit? So, a few shittas come out of the sugya. First sheet that we have already, we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Eidus, I think it was Perek Yud, says, Eizu rasha, kol misha over avera, shechayavim aleh malkos, harez apostle. This is halacha beis. The pasuk is, hayayim ben hakos harasha, and ein tarach lomer lemuchiyav meisus beis din shupasel. You need some punishment, malchus, and of course a more stringent onish will create a shame rasha. Okay, that's the Rambam.
Is within the parties as well.
It's a good question.
I think we can always parties at a higher level than the malchus.
He doesn't say Karis, I'm not sure.
Well, Karis might be different. Because Karis is
Right. It might be different. That's why I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm throwing it.
Okay. Now, the Nemuki Yosef quoted. Anybody see the Nemuki Yosef here on the sugya? What he quoted as which lavim are going to create a shame Russia? Nope. Nemuki Yosef of Haman Beis says as follows. In explaining the machlokes of Nachman Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachman, like Rashi, thinks the Rosh is the Chamas. Rav Sheshes responds according to the Nemuki Yosef and according to the Yadar Ma'oso. No, you don't need Rosh the Chamas, it could be Rosh Hashanah. So when he explains this opinion of the Yadar Ma'o, which he thinks is the opinion of Rashi, I think, Mashra Delav Dafka Rosh the Chamas, Ela Kol Chayove Lavin Psulin, all Chayove Lavin. He doesn't qualify it at all. And then he quotes the Tshuva's riff, which does qualify it, but he says at first, Kol Chai V'Lavim, any Lav, even if there's no Malkos. But then he quotes, however, there's a Tshuva, Kazer Rabbeinu Alfasizal, She'ein Kol Chai V'Lavim P'sul, not all of them, but not only Lav She'esh Bo Malkos, he says, El Lav She'esh Bo Maisa, only Lav She'esh Bo Maisa. You could have a Lav She'esh Bo Maisa, even though there's no Malkos. Gzela, for example, is a lav sheish b'maisa. There's no malchus for it, though. So he argues on the Rambam, the Rif. And he adds on this also, v'nishba v'meimor u'mekala, those cases of shvua and megadifa and temura, all those things, even though there's no maisa, just speaking, still, since they're b'nei malchus, they're also going to be considered Russia, u'mos or nami posoletis, being most or someone. So there's a few opinions just from the sugya whether or not which types of lavim. So what could this be about? I'm not going to get into the sugya, but the sugya you were referring to the other day about what gives someone a shame Russia. Is that what I was talking to you about that? The Gemara Makos about what gives a shame Russia, and what Yonah is getting at now, is it the Avera or is it the Onesh? So according to the Rif, it's Lav Sheish Bo Maisa, it might be the magnitude of the actual Avera. The more there's a Maisa, it might be the stronger the Avera is. According to the Rambam, he says about Onesh. So either he could say, well, no. The stringency of the Avera is defined by the Onesh, but it's really the Maisa Avera, or no, it's the actual Onesh which gives somebody a Rasha. So this gets to another question that Gary raised. Do you need the actual Malkos? Let's say I did an Avera that has Malkos, but I haven't yet gotten the Malkos. Am I going to be a Rasha with the Avera alone? Or no, you need the actual Malkos. That would be the Nafka Mina. Again, if it's the Malkus that gives the shame Rasha, or the Avera that gives the shame Rasha. Okay. And now just one final horror that comes from the sugya. We've been speaking about the concept of Yitzhar Tokvo. And if a man was violating Arayel, since his Yates are so strong, so he won't necessarily be possible according to Rav Nachman. Well, that same didn't apply to an Isha. It's an Isha would violate one of the Arayels. And of course, Isha's apostle Adis. When it comes to Adis and Isha, testifying someone's husband died overseas, so now you are a single woman, you could be married. We trust a woman for that. So let's say this woman is Choshed al Harayos. Could we trust her or not? Because Yitra Tokva. So Piskei Tshuva and Eben Ezra, Simon Mem Beis, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel. Quotes from the Tshuva's Noda Behuda. And he says that it does not apply to a woman.
Yitzhar Tokva does it?
Does not apply, right. Well, Fize, according to this, writes the Piskei Tshuva, this conclusion is, there's nafka mina in the Indian Eidus Isha, Shemes Baila. Now, it's a whole other discussion, and if you read right in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, I can imagine reading it now, we have a few minutes. We're not going to do this in Shir tomorrow or Sunday. Can we try? We said someone who's Chasher Aharayos, according to Rav Nachman, is Chasher, to Edus. The Gemara goes on to say that Amar Rava, Umodir Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will agree they would be possible leaning in Edus Isha, though, Shu possible. Although a Chasher Aharayos would be Chasher for normal Dinim of Edus, when it comes to Psul Edus for Edus Isha, he's not trusted. Why? Because we're scared he's going to testify. This woman's husband died just so she could be available for him. So we can't trust him. So even then, Rav Nachman will agree. Okay? So, now do we say he agrees that in the case of testifying that she's got divorced to this guy, or even testifying that her husband had died? Yeah, I feel like I lost the guys. So there's a machlokas whether or not we could trust him when it comes to testifying about the death of her husband. If you assume we could trust him in terms of the death of a husband or not, I feel like I lost the guys. So let's just stop here. But anyway, that the concept of the Yitzhak Tokvo, that the node we use machai between a man and a woman, and the nafkamina being, in the Pesukei Teshuvah quotes, based on the Rashi here, whether you could trust her to testify that her husband died. Okay, so we'll stop here. In Evan Ezer.